getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, can you imagine? Back to do it again! Another week has flown by, and I've got the record stacked up and ready to go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back again, more great polka records. Every now and then a waltz or whatever. Prepared for whatever we happen to need here in the old Oompa Hour each and every week. Glad you're along for another ride. I got a stack of records. Let's sharpen up those needles and give them a spin. Actually, you don't sharpen needles anymore. Back in the olden days, there were some wood Victrola needles you could resharpen. You didn't sharpen the metal ones, of course, but let's not get off on a tangent already. Let's start out with the Harmony Boys. Normally it's Lil Wally with like the Lucky Harmony Boys. This is just the Harmony Boys, it says. And here's Who'd You Like to Love Ya?
Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to hold ya tight? Who'd you like to kiss ya? Would you like to kiss ya when it's time to say goodnight? Who'd you like to want ya? Who'd you like to want ya? Close your eyes and try to see. Who'd you like to love ya? Honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna say it's me. Hey! Who'd you like to miss ya? Who'd you like to miss ya? If you sail far, far away, who'd you like to meet ya? Who'd you like to need ya? More than anyone can say. Who'd you like beside ya? Who'd you like beside ya? On the day you say I do, tell me that you love me if you really do. 'Cause honey, I'm in love with you. Yee-hoo-hoo! Hup, hup!
There you go, an oldie but a goodie from the Harmony Boys. Who'd you like to love ya? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Of course an oldie, because we always play records on the show, which means just by default they're not going to be new songs. But some of them are older than others, and that's an oldie, I know, because the record came out before there were zip codes. So that's valuable information. It's another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Here's a group called Sunshine. Good, simple, cheerful name for a band. We've actually had a little sunshine this week. Mostly clouds, rain, ton of wind. Man, oh man, I'm sorry I didn't get the boat winterized already. Oh, yeah. Next week they're talking maybe a couple of days. One day maybe in the 60s. Maybe near 60, I guess. Oh, brr, it was like 30 this morning. People are scraping their windshields already. Anyway, here's a group called Sunshine. This is the Red Beer Polka.
Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone. Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone. Co cię będziesz piwko, piwko? bio, jak ja będę szablę wbijał. Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone, co cię będziesz piwko pijał, jak ja będę szablę wbijał. Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone, łączko, łączko, łączko zielona, łączko, łączko, łączko zielona, co cię będziesz łączko kosił, jak ja będę szablę nosił. Łączko, łączko, łączko zielona, co cię będziesz łączko kosił, jak ja będę szablę nosił. Łączko, łączko, łączko zielona. Cię będziesz Paryż kochał, i będę się pośpiesz szochał. Paryż, Paryż, Paryż kochana.
You got to pay attention in this business. Sometimes these records just end. There's sunshine. And that is the Red Beer Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Owie, your old-time oldie show. And I'm going to talk about a World of Accordions museum right now because I happen to be thinking about it. And you want to check them out, don't you? You must be curious by now. I've been talking about them for years. Online, worldofaccordions.org. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. They have like 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display there. Holy moly, that's a lot. They've got a gorgeous concert hall where they actually give concerts, by the way. They have the accordion repair and technician school. They have a gift shop. They have all sorts of research material. It's worth a visit. And if you can't get there in real life, hey, maybe you can't. You know, it's been a tough year for that sort of thing. And now we got winter on the way. And up here in the upper Midwest, boy, Superior, Wisconsin, on Lake Superior, it gets mighty darn freezing in the winter with lots of snow. You might not make it, but hey, there's always springtime, so look ahead to that. In the meantime, check them out online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you can find all the information. Take a look at some photos of some of the accordions on display and whatnot. Worldofaccordions.org. Have a look, won't you? All right, let's do the Six Fat Dutchmen. That's kind of a standard, I think. That's what they do in Minnesota.
In the cold, cold, frosty winter time, Now when it's warm in the summer, they go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love, they're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, then stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota, in Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota, in the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
Yeah, well, now I guess we know why we're always pooped around here. As you probably know, the Oompa Hour comes to you from northern Minnesota each and every week here on Tim's Oompa Hour. So I should probably play that song more often. It's like practically a theme song for us up here. Six Fat Dutchmen here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Don't forget, you have a request, dedication, comment, question. Just want to make funny faces, whatever. A lot of ways you get in touch with us here. You can call or text to area code 218. 259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's all one word smushed together, small letters, oompahour@aol.com. And Facebook, too. We do look at the Facebook a couple of times a week. So feel free to message us there. Just take a look or whatever you want to do. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That easy. That's too many options. There's the problem. Technically, to me, it's too early in the show for a waltz. But I'm going to do it anyway, and you know what that means? That means it's entirely possible that there's going to be a couple of waltzes in the show this week. Nothing wrong with that. Here's the Gary Kent Orchestra. We don't hear from them enough out of the Twin Cities of Minnesota. This is the Morning Glow Waltz. There you go. The Morning Glow Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. A little early in the show for our usual waltz. That can only mean there's going to be another one later on. That was the Gary Kent Orchestra, by the way, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show every week. Stack of polka records, couple of record players. And this kind of stuff happens, you know? Here's Joe Recitar and his Imperials. I don't think that's a parking lot full of Chryslers. I think that's the name of the band. Here's the old Shoes and Rice. There you go, Joe Recitar and his Imperials. Oh, that was a squeaky little voice, his Imperials. Yeah, the old Shoes and Rice here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hey, glad you're with us for another show. Every week this happens. So let's make it your mission to tell somebody else about it. Let's spread the polka love, shall we? A lot of people out there make fun of polka music, and that's because they never listen to it, and they don't realize just how much fun it is and the incredible musicianship. You know, rock and roll only needs three chords. There's a lot more in most of this. Chuck and the Harmony Notes over here. This is the Chubby Valley Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. All right, there you go. It's Chubby Valley Polka. I can't imagine how a valley can be chubby, but I don't understand. Checking the harmony notes here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, working my way through a big stack of 45s again this week on the show. And you just find some that you don't see very often, which is what makes it fun to be spinning the records instead of, like, playing MP3s and CDs and stuff, because you find some that aren't that common, like Stan Jarrett and the Delmonts doing the Red Hot Pants Polka. I just feel like there should have been a dun 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 at the end of that one. Anyway, the Red Hot Pants Polka, Stan Jarrett and the Delmonts, a group you don't hear from very often here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, because all we do is play the records. So we've got a lot of the harder-to-come-by records here on the show. So, hey, glad you're along with us for another show. Good idea if you would like to help everybody out, help us out. Help wherever you're listening to this out. Drop them a note or an email or a phone call or a postcard or, I don't know, whatever. I'd say smoke signals, but that's probably politically incorrect unless I include stand on a hill with flags or semaphores or flashlights. I don't know. Let them know that you like the show. Let them know that you listen to their programming, whether it's a radio station or a web stream or a webcast or a download or whatever. Because wherever you're listening to this, we're just a small part of their broadcast day, a very teeny-weeny part, like 1 hour of it out of 24 hours on one day. That's a very small part, but you know, if it wasn't for the people that are bringing this to you right now, you wouldn't be hearing this and all the other wonderful stuff they do. And believe it or not, broadcasters really don't get as much feedback as you might think they do. So drop them a note and let them know that you're digging them and that you're digging the Oompa Hour, and then we all feel better. I like feeling better. All right, the Harold Steinbach Orchestra, another one you don't hear from too often. And every time I see this record, I think of the old country song, "If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time." Is that how it goes? Something like that. Because it's called "If You've Got the Coffee." And you could sing it to that same tune. But sadly, this is just an instrumental. But it would be such a great song to have a verse. Here's the Harold Steinbach Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. then I will find a spot. I've got a sweet tooth for someone like you. Gee, I like to spoon with all of you. If you've got the sauce, I've got the cup. I can see your love life is starting to look up. Every night I pray that someday I'll hear you say, if you've got the coffee, I've got the
See, and then he makes me look like an idiot. I could have swore that song was an instrumental. Obviously, I have not played that for quite some time, but I was sure that was an instrumental. And here I am making fun of them for not having lyrics for the great song title, and then they sing, make me look ridiculous. Well, hey, I live for looking ridiculous. It's what I'm best at. Glad you're in tune with us here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Let's do Billy Sparko and the orchestra, shall we? We don't Oberic very often. Let's. Here's the 1-2-3 Oberic.
Strike up the band. Raspark, yeah. Szedłem koło młyna, spotkali mi Kasia i Maryna. Raz, dwa, trzy, cztery. Ja z Maryną zacząłem całować, ojciec z matką zacięli.
Go, Billy Sparko and the orchestra, the 1-2-3 Oberic. That's the kind of record you find yourself singing along with, even if you don't have any idea what you're singing, you know what I mean? Anyway, marching on here. Well, I guess we're dancing on, technically. On the Oompa Hour, and glad you're hanging in there so far. Got a bunch more oldies here in the stack as I'm looking through these 45s. Some of these go back a long, long way. When they say high fidelity and have no zip codes. Then you know you got the good stuff. Anyway, I have never seen a record. Well, I've obviously seen this record before, but I don't recall it. We're all familiar with Johnny Pecan and his orchestra. I've never seen a record that listed him as John Pecan and his orchestra. And this one does. John Pecan and his orchestra. Featuring the chromatic accordion, by the way. Here's the Long Way From Home polka. Right there, John Pecan and his orchestra there. And that is A Long Way From Home polka. Did I say that already? I feel like I didn't announce the title of that one. I must have. Why would I have not? Long Way From Home polka anyway. John Pecan featuring, it says, Meyer Lewis on the chromatic accordion. So there you go. I like to give credit where credit's due. They bothered to print it on the record, by golly. I'm going to bother to read it to you. So there is some useful information. You know, every now and then I should look at the clock and see where we're at in the show here. I could keep on going for 2 hours and probably not even notice otherwise. Ah, here's an interesting one. Johnny Dino and the Orchestra, a great title. It's called The Rebel. And it's not like he's a rebel and he'll never ever be any good or any of that. I don't think it's like the theme song from a James Dean movie. It's just The Rebel. Here's Johnny Dino. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. That's the Rebel Johnny Dino and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's just keep playing some of the oldies here. I love playing the records that are a little wore out, you know what I mean? I have the Hickory Polka here, great name for a band, taking into account the leader's name, Ray Champa and his Polka Champs. Here's the Hickory Polka. There you go, Ray Champa. It is Polka Champs Hickory Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How you doing this week anyway, huh? It seems like, it just seems like I'm playing more records and talking less lately, and I feel like I'm letting you down, that I'm not offering you any brilliant and insightful insights. I don't know. What's exciting this week? My grandson, he's 4. He goes to pre-K, I guess they call it. Was it like... pre-kindergarten is pre, what I call it, pre-K, is it like Head Start? Is that what it is? I don't know. And his mom usually picks him up after school. And of course, they've got a lot of rules and stuff in place now because of the COVID thing. So when you pick him up, you know, they bring him out of the school to the parents, and there's no buses for the little kids and stuff like that. And earlier in the week, I had to pick him up, because they were having picture day, but they weren't doing it at the school, so they didn't have a crowd of people for picture day, you see. And she did not have time to get from work to his school to pick him up, to get him to where he needed to be for picture day. So she asked if Grandpa would pick him up. Well, of course I did. And he was thrilled that Grandpa picked him up, because Grandpa picks him up in a red Mustang, and Mommy picks him up in a Ford Escape full of Mommy stuff, listening to modern music, and Grandpa's playing the Batman theme song. So... I picked him up Monday, and then Tuesday, last week, I get a text from my daughter, says, can you pick Jake up from school today at 3:00? And I'm like, why? She says, because he requested you. And it's not really inconvenient for me. It's not very far, and I love the kid to pieces. So I did, and man, he was pretty happy. So I'm scoring some major grandson points this week. So there's an amusing anecdote for you. Here's the V-Tones now. This is Polish Power.
Pick
There you go, the V-tones there, and that is the old Polish Power Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. What the heck time is it here anyway? All right, we got a little while. We can get a few more records into the show today, I think. Yes, 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 we can. How about Don Peachy and the orchestra? No singing in this one. I've already been wrong about that once in this show this week, haven't I? Here's the No, No Polka.
Thank you.
Don Peachy and the band there. Well, the orchestra. You know, years ago, I discussed this on the show. It's not Don Peachy and his orchestra. There were no strings. If you actually, and I know because I was in music appreciation class. I went to college majoring in music. Music education is not an orchestra unless there's somebody playing a cello and a violin. Orchestras have a string section. Otherwise, it's a band. None of this orchestra crap. So there. Some things. You know, there's so many things where we change the meaning of the word just by regularly using it wrong. Like today, things drive me nuts and everybody else is like, just shut up about it. Like you'll see on the news, well, we're glad we got footage of that. Really? What kind of film did you have in your phone that we're measuring it in footage? Because, you know, a movie camera would have like a 100-foot roll of film in it. And you would, you know, well, I used up 38 feet in that thing. You actually had footage. Now, well, I'm glad we got footage of that. No, you didn't. Any footage. You got some electrons. You got some bits and bytes on a little memory chip in there. It's like when people say, oh, I'm glad we got that on tape. Really? How'd you get that cassette into your phone? Or was it a reel-to-reel, perhaps? So, you know, now we just say things that don't make any sense. Anyway, what are we doing? We're wasting time on the Oompa Hour when I could be playing records. I have the Naturals coming up in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there you go. We got a couple records to get in here. You know, earlier in the show, I had kind of threatened that there were going to be two waltzes in the show this week. And it looks like that's not going to happen. I thought I had another waltz in the stack, and I didn't. So I blew the waltz really early in the show. So, dancers, I hope you caught that. Here's the Naturals. This is a Girl to Love polka.
My sugar plum, you are my bubble gum, you are the things I like rolled up in one. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
She is his sugar plum, she is his bubble gum, she is the things he likes rolled up in one. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl.
I want to hold you tight, and when it's time, I want to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to hold her close, he wants to hold her tight, and when it's time, he wants to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl. Love.
want to dance and sing. I want to do my thing, but most of all, give you a diamond ring. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to dance and sing, he wants to do his thing, but most of all, give her a diamond ring. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl like her to love.
There you go, Girl to Love, polka there, music from the Naturals, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging in there for a whole nother show. Man, if you started with us at the beginning of the show and you're still here, more power to you, man, I'm telling you. Anyway, Whitey was singing that one, and they pointed out right on the label here, the Naturals with Whitey on vocals. Way to go, Whitey. Fine job there. Probably not the same Whitey that was Beaver's friend on Leave It to Beaver. Remember that? Uh-huh, that means you're at least as old as I am, folks. I think we can sneak one more in here. Let's take a look at the old clock on the wall. Yeah, probably one more. I was hoping to find another waltz, but I was unsuccessful. Here are the Starlights. This is the Hard to Get Polka. There you go. Took a second to get my voice started there. What the heck? Anyway, the Starlights there. That is the Hard to Get Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I look at the old clock on the wall, and I realize, yeah, there's no way that we're going to get another one into this thing. So let's wrap her up and promise to be back again next week with a fresh stack of old polka records. That's the best way to have it, you know, a fresh stack of old records. And I'll meet you here. We'll give them a spin, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim. Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I make a deal. You come back next week, so will I. We'll do it again. Tim Zumpa Hour. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!